Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome to r/entitledparents, where this entitled girl doesn't let anyone come and visit her because apparently she owns the city. Apparently, my friend owns an entire city. I planned a trip to a particular tourist-friendly city I really like visiting because of the history and number of things to do while there. I know someone who lives in the area, and when I mentioned I was planning to spend a few days there, it was suggested that I stay in her guest room to save on hotel costs. This friend has some mental health issues, mainly undiagnosed bipolar, I suspect, but diagnosed depression and anxiety, and can be a little flaky. So I didn't cancel my reservation at the hotel, as I didn't prepay and could always cancel later. I didn't tell her that though. Fast forward to a week before the trip, and she tells me she's not feeling mentally able to have someone stay with her. She's feeling anxious, so she wants to be alone, and she tells me not to come. I took that to mean I couldn't stay with her, which was fine. I still had my hotel reservation, and since it was in the city centre, it would be more convenient location-wise anyway. So, I fly into the city and get an Uber to my hotel, then get settled. I texted her and asked how she was feeling that day. She said she was okay and not feeling very anxious that particular day. So I texted back, "That's great. I'm glad you're having a good day. Do you feel like getting dinner tonight? If not, that's all right. I thought it would just be nice to catch up while I'm here, but I understand if you don't feel up to it. Just let me know." A few minutes later, she calls me and immediately starts screaming and shrieking at me that she had told me not to come and that I had no right to be there or to put her in the position of having to entertain when she doesn't want to. I calmly told her I didn't expect her to entertain me at all if she didn't want to, and that I was perfectly happy to just explore by myself each day and relax in my hotel every night. No obligation for her to even see me if she didn't want to. She yelled at me again that I was a horrible person for invading her privacy and coming to the city when she told me not to. I responded that whether or not I stayed with her or even saw her wasn't a factor in my decision to visit the city for a long weekend. I was in a hotel and happy to be there so I could come and go as I please. She's now doing some thinking about our friendship and deciding whether she can remain friends with someone who goes against her wishes like that. Yeah, I don't think she really needs to put much thought into that because I'm done with the friendship myself. I don't need a friend who tries to act like she can keep a person from visiting a tourist-heavy city just because she doesn't want to see them, or anyone else. The entitlement she's shown is pretty alarming, even taking into account her mental health issues. Expecting someone to cancel a trip they planned without you being a factor, wow. Now look guys, seriously, I'm not trying to belittle this girl's mental health issues, but I really don't think this has anything to do with them at all. Like OP has made it very clear, there is zero obligation to see her, she's just touring the city. It's not that deep, but no, this girl is saying that you're not allowed into my entire city? Very, very weird. Alright, now moving on to our second entitled story. Misunderstood girlfriend tried to get me in trouble. So, one of my older brothers has this entitled girlfriend that often gets her way. For example, if the majority of us want to play a board game, she'll cry about it to my brother that she doesn't want to play, and tell my brother not to play, so we end up not playing because there's not enough players. Whenever she comes over to visit, she would make herself at home. Seriously, I saw her using my PlayStation without my permission, and when I asked her to stop, she said it's okay since we're basically family. She doesn't like to share things, and on holidays like Christmas, she often asks for presents from all of us, even my younger sister, who doesn't even have a job, because supposedly, again, we're family. Okay, now that you understand how entitled she is, let's get to the part that annoyed me about her the most. My older brother is called Man. It's pronounced as Man, That's right, you address him as Man because his name is Man. So one day during a gathering, we were talking about the silly things that Man did recently, because we all know he's the type to do funny but stupid things. And I commented, "Ugh, that sounds like such a Man thing to do." The girlfriend blew up. She was bright red, swung her long blonde hair as if it was a weapon, and glared at me as if I was the biggest scum in the world. "That's such a disgusting thing to say. You're so sexist. What he did has nothing to do with his gender, and you should apologize." So it took me a while to understand why she was blowing up like this, until I finally realized, oh snap, she thought I meant his gender, not his name. "Oh, no, sorry, I think you misunderstood." "Oh, shut it. I can't believe Mum raised a sexist pig like you." Now, she meant my mum, but she addresses her as Mum as well, because apparently we're family. "What? No, seriously, you misunderstood. I should have you disowned for your toxic thinking. Once I tell Mum about this, she's going to have my back, and she'll beat the heck out of you for your narrow mind." I was just kind of speechless. As she continued ranting on, I looked at my younger sister as a way to say, "Is she for real?" Now, my sister knows, of course, that I meant Man, my brother, not Man as in Man, so she just thought this was funny and shrugged and just kept watching her going on a full rant. After she finished her long speech, she marched out of the room and grabbed my brother and my mum and told them what I said, and that I should be punished for my narrow thinking. My brother and mother knew immediately that I meant his name, so they tried to tell her that, but she refused to believe them because she knew what she heard. With my mum and brother in tow, she came back to the living room and screeched that I'm in major trouble and that Mum is for sure on her side. My mum rolled her eyes and spoke in our native language, so she couldn't hear what we were talking about. Also, our language can sound a bit mean if we put in a lot of the accent and exaggeration in a loud voice. So, Mum said to me, in our native language, "Pretend I'm yelling at you." "Why?" "Because she's crazy and she won't shut up and I've got dinner to cook." "Well, can't we just tell her the misunderstanding? Do you really want to try?" And then proceed to stomp out the room as she smirked with her arms folded. During dinner, we all gathered at the dining table, and the girlfriend kept smirking as she eyes me down and kept making indirect comments about me. My sister then leaned into my ear and whispered, "Man is planning on dumping her." And I choked on my noodles, trying to suppress my laughter. The girlfriend looked confused as to why I was covering my mouth, but I just kept stifling my laugh. A week later, Man announced he broke up with her and seemed like a happy and free man. Ba-dum-ts. Well, hey man, I'm sorry you had to go through that. If I'm honest, I think you managed the situation really well, dealing with your girlfriend in an appropriate manner and then dumping her. Good job. And now for our third entitled parent story. Entitled dad / deadbeat dad legally steals $65,000 from daughter about to start college. This is not my story, but another post reminded me of a friend that this happened to. Entitled dad with a wife, son, and daughter, both under 10 years old, has an affair, gets young girlfriend pregnant, dumps his family for her and the baby not yet born. Despite being ordered to pay child support to his two older children, he rarely pays. And if he does, it's a hundred or two tossed at them a couple of times a year. He only sees them on holidays at his parents' house, but occasionally calls during their birthday month or a few weeks after. Twice or three times in 5 years, he called with less than an hour's notice and picked them up for burgers and hot dogs at a drive-in restaurant, where you sit in the car and a server brings your food out on a tray that hooks on the car window. Meanwhile, the young girlfriend decides raising one baby is all she's up for, so she dumps his butt. And of course, he treats her and his new baby daughter the same as his ex-wife and older children. Years pass. The new baby daughter is 15 and her mother is killed in a car wreck. The court orders her to live with the dad. Why did the entitled dad fight for her in court when he hadn't cared less about her in 15 years? Well, it was a commercial truck that hit and killed her mother, and the company was desperate to make an out-of-court settlement to avoid a lawsuit. The daughter hates her dad, but she's powerless to defy the courts. The settlement is accepted for about $65,000. The money goes into a college fund, but of course, the entitled dad is on the account because of US law. And you know what happens next. The next couple of years are rocky, but the daughter is a quiet type who avoids confrontation, so she mostly just studies and endures, waiting to get out and go to college. It comes time to go to college, and she discovers that her dad had cleaned out the accounts and closed it. When she confronted him, he did the classic reaction of yelling, calling her names, saying she owed him, etc. Surprise ending, she and her older half-sister became good friends as adults. Unfortunately, the older brother turned out to be a lot like his dad. Oh my, well, I thought the title was shady at first, but that was even worse than I'd expected. Jesus. You're telling me the only reason this dad came back into his daughter's life was because her mum was tragically killed and he thought he could make money out of it? I mean, that is mind-blowing entitlement right there. Wow.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now moving on to our final story of today's episode. Karen doesn't realize that I'm a citizen, tries to enslave wife and me with fake debts. This is a story about somebody much more well off than me, expecting me to meet their financial obligations, while demanding that I falsify medical paperwork and commit insurance fraud while withholding pay. Basically, my wife and I had just immigrated back to the US and needed jobs and a place to stay. We thought we'd struck gold when a fabulously wealthy woman hired myself as a groundskeeper and maintenance guy, and my wife as a cook and maid for her elderly parents. The pay was low, but part of it involved being able to live rent-free in the second house on the estate. The elderly couple were extremely senile, but still the sweetest old folks you can imagine. It was a really nice property, so for a few months, everything was great. Then, about 3 months in, my wife noticed the pantry, which was itself bigger than our living room, was not being restocked by the grocery delivery company that normally did these things. We contacted our employer, who flew into a rage that managing that sort of thing was our responsibility, so she'd cancelled the delivery service without telling us. It became apparent that she fully expected us to notice and take care of it ourselves. When I asked her how she expected us to buy groceries for her parents when she didn't even tell us she'd cancelled the service, she became extremely irate. Direct quotes:
"Then why the F do I sign a check to each of you every week?"
Yeah, this dog earnestly thought we should be using our personal paychecks, which were not very big, to pay for her parents' upkeep. After much deliberation, she grudgingly left us a credit card to go out and buy groceries for her parents, which added to our workload at no extra pay, but we didn't have anywhere else to stay, and no other job lined up, so we just dealt with it. Well, another few months go by, and she contacts us again. She wants us to sign something. The paperwork shows up, and it requests for medical documentation from an insurance company. The chick wants us to attach our timesheets to it, sign it, and send it back to the insurance company. Well, I read it and it becomes apparent she has elder care insurance to pay for live-in nursing services and has told them that we are nurses so she can try and get them to pay our wages. I contact her and inform her that we have not provided medical care, we're not licensed to, and we're not going to fill out the paperwork. Cue mother of all poop storms. Karen goes nuts, screaming into the phone about how much she has done for us and that we owe her, how she will report that we're neglecting her parents, and then call immigration on us and have us deported. I don't think she ever realized that I am a citizen and my wife immigrated legally. I tell her that what she's asking us to do is fraud, and that I'd rather get fired than arrested for a felony. I tell her she has 90 days to find a replacement for us and that we'll be moving out. Things devolve into her screaming about how much money she has and how she's besties with the cops and has a bunch of expensive lawyers to sue us with. I suggest that she ask one of those lawyers how they feel about defending her for insurance fraud and then I hang up. My wife and I continue our services for the old folks while looking for a new place, because they were actually super nice, and the situation wasn't their fault. They were also very senile, mistaking us for other people they knew, forgetting they had kids, etc. So they can't be held accountable for their daughter's behaviour, as they lack any ability to intervene. Then, instead of a paycheck, I get a bill for the last 8 months of rent and a note that she isn't paying our wages until we pay me back for everything you owe me, plus interest. She had valued the rent of the second house provided in our contract at more than she paid us monthly, so we'd never actually be able to pay it off. Yeah, this dog actually tried to make us into indentured servants. So, without responding, I continue performing my duties, studiously keeping logs on our hours and retaining all the receipts for how much more we owed her. 90 days go by without a paycheck. We purchase groceries using the card she provided, which she added to our debts. We document everything. About a week before the 90 day, we contact two government agencies. First, the State Department of Labor to report exploitation, and second, Adult Protective Services to inform them that an elderly couple that requires caretaking are going to no longer have caretakers, and that their daughter has refused to provide it. Then we call her and inform her that she is going to be receiving some phone calls from these agencies shortly, and should probably contact her attorney. There was about a 60-second dead silence on the phone, then hysterical laughter as she hung up. Okay, not the response I expected, but screw it. One more week and we're gone. 8 hours later, she shows up in the driveway in a rental car. This dog bought a one-way plane ticket to come out to the estate and report us to the cops for trespassing on the property. This, of course, doesn't work because we've got a tenancy contract, and if she wants us gone, she has to utilize the legal eviction process. She then tries to claim we are illegal aliens, which a quick glance in our wallets at our IDs by the cops proves false. She starts to shriek at them about if they know who she is or how expensive her lawyers are. The cops have that unique expression of irritated and amused that cops dealing with some dumb stuff they aren't allowed to comment on get, and advise her not to talk to us or attempt to enter or go near the guest house. She moves into their house that night and presumably takes over our duties. I would go out on the balcony every day for the week before I left to drink my coffee and smile as I stared across the big, luxurious lawn to see her standing in the picture window, arms crossed, glaring death at me. To make a long story short, the expensive lawyer she has convinced her to pay our back wages with additional interest for violating state labor laws by withholding them. It turns out that trying to enforce actual slavery is still illegal after all. Who knew? Like, what is this woman playing at? She should be locked up. That is genuinely modern day slavery. If you are charging someone rent and then paying their wages at less than the rent, how can they ever escape? Seriously? Like, what is this? This is like a modern day prison as well. Ridiculous. Lock her up and throw away the bloody key. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitledparents. I really hope you have enjoyed this one. If you did, please do comment down below your thoughts on all of these four stories. And if you didn't, comment down below. What do you want to see change? What do you reckon we could do differently in these videos to make them better? Seriously, if you've got any feedback, comment down below. I'm all here for it. I always read all your comments anyway. So yeah, I'll see them. If you want some more right away, check it out here. Subscribe up here. And I'll see you all tomorrow with a brand new video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.